In week four of the course, you will be studying the history of ancient Greece. There is much that the ancient Greeks contributed to the development of Western civilization. Probably the two most important concepts were first the idea of democracy, and second the idea of rationalism. One important point to remember about ancient Greece was that Greece never existed as a unified political entity in the ancient world until Philip, and then his son Alexander the Great, created the Greek Empire in the late 4th century. Before that time, Greeks were organized as city-states, a city and the surrounding territory. The city-states ranged in size from Athens and Sparta, as the largest, all the way down to much smaller cities with populations of a few thousand and territories of a few hundred square miles. Even though the Greeks had the conception that they were all Greeks or Hellenes, they never did unite politically until the forcible conquest of Alexander. When historians focus on the development of democracy in ancient Greece, they are usually referring to political developments in the city of Athens, which was the most influential of all the Greek city-states. In Athens, democracy evolved over the course of the 7th to 5th centuries, reaching its peak in the mid-5th century under the leadership of Pericles. That political evolution in Athens took place under the influence of economic, social, and military factors that constantly pushed Athens further and further along the way of increased citizen participation in governmental affairs. Please note that Athens removed its king early in the 7th century, and its subsequent development as a republic provided the first example in the Western world of a non-monarchical, non-divine form of government. The Greeks were also important for the development of the idea of rationalism, and you can see this rationalism in the areas of science and philosophy. The Greeks used the rational mind, not supernatural or divine explanations, to understand the world around them, and to a lesser extent, the human mind. Science, as developed by the Greeks, was an attempt to observe and analyze the natural world using rational observation and logical analysis. In the area of philosophy, the Greeks had a series of gifted philosophers, most notably Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. These philosophers examined the whole gamut of the human experience and tried to understand that experience. Socrates was the persistent critic, analyzing all assumptions about life and what people know and do not know. Plato, his student, was an idealist who theorized that the material world was a reflection, a construction, an avatar of an ideal world that existed elsewhere. And Aristotle, Plato's student, was a realist who studied the material or real world. Whereas the early Hebrews were responsible for the formulation of the idea of ethical monotheism and shifting religious responsibility to the individual, you might say that the Greeks were responsible for the formulation of the idea of an ethical philosophy and shifting philosophical or intellectual responsibility to the individual and away from communal myth.